Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump on his way to Vietnam this hour, where he will attend the APEC summit. He's just been in China. Here's VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Lyde.
I think what they're trying to focus on is that, yes, both sides agree about denuclearization, that North Korea needs to denuclearize, it needs to be verifiable, you know, that we have to have a, you know, a full plan in place to really end the program that is threatening the region. And I think they're trying to do this to, you know, shore up some confidence that they can work together. But really, there's, when you get down to the finer details, there's still a huge difference and between the two sides' approaches and what they feel should be done to put pressure on North Korea. And that hasn't changed.
VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Lyde. U.S. Treasury has sanctioned 10 Venezuelans, including a number of government officials, in the latest step by the Trump administration to pressure Caracas over what it sees as erosion of democracy. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explaining the effects of the sanctions.
As a result of today's actions, the assets of these individuals subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from dealing with them.
Nauert says the United States will maintain sanctions on designated Venezuelan government officials until they break from President Nicolas Maduro's dictatorial regime and support the restoration of democracy and constitutional order. Follow the Voice of America on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for stories, pictures, videos, and more streamed right to your computer. This is VOA News.